So who understands, like, the rule of balance? If there's a push, there's a pull. I'll get into it. This episode is basically just going to be a, I know I took a month off. Not good. I know. But as always, things are always changing. I need to keep up. I don't know. Like I said, there's just so many things to do in this life. You know, there's so many things to do. But I think it's, you know, at least when it comes to things that you're going to do, constantly doing, like working out or starting a podcast or, you know, work, whatever. You know, if you're going to have consistent extracurriculars, not like, oh, I like going skydiving, let me go once a month. But I mean, if you're going to be constantly doing something or stay dedicated to something, you know, you got to be able to adapt it into your already continuing schedule. You can't say, oh, I want to do this, but, you know, not even be willing to fit it into your schedule, which is my problem. I keep adding stuff and things get cycled in and cycled out instead of staying at a consistent level. And I should probably punch myself in the face, but we're not going to do that. Might need to cut my hair off. Might need stitches. That's not important. That's not what the point of this episode is about. This episode is about how, well, I know I also, I'm not one for the, you know, the higher power. There are, like, I have no doubt that there's, you know, the shadow men in suits, you know, that people like to talk about, or, you know, they're in movies, you know, the billionaires, billionaires, you know, the people who are so rich that, you know, you don't even know who they are. Like, yeah, they exist, but, like, I doubt they're, you know, calling each other on their new iPhones or whatever they have, like, yo, you want a docile man? You know, I don't think that's how it goes. I just think they're just after that loot, after that guap, like all of us. And, you know, their families, possibly racist, have left them in position. You know, that's what we all wish. We all wish that we were left in, you know, we all wish we were trust fund babies. You know, you can't blame people for that. But I think they are evil because of, not because, you know, they're, you know, technically all powerful. Like I said, we all wish that, but more because they're not using their money to create more money and do good for humanity. They're just really worried about more money, if that makes sense. But anyway, like, they're just, not rocking with the whole make life easier for everybody. I think people should make their lives easier for themselves, not rely on government and companies and businesses who are started to make money to, you know, bring them happiness and peace and whatever else. Like, yeah, I do think this should be a trade. Like, you know, because, you know, people run the business. The CEO doesn't run the business. He's supposed to adapt to, you know, critical decisions and plan for the future. Everyone, execs, managers, and regular people are the ones who are supposed to run the business day to day. And be prepared for next week. CEO is supposed to, you know, thinking years and months ahead. But, like I said, I don't like how people are relying on these businesses and successful people to, you know, bring them peace. Like, yeah, like I was going to say, this should be a trade. Like, yeah, I work for you, you pay me, but, you know. But let's also be real, no one's really paid the amount that they bring into the company. You know, if you work, let's talk about it. Like Home Depot. I used to work there. Amount of people that would be like, Oh, I go to this local place, or I go to Lowe's usually. I'm just at Home Depot because da 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 da. or people who are just, you know, in Home Depot because they're looking for something. They don't even have, like, a regular local store. People like me help Home Depot sell. Like, yeah, Home Depot can just be a standing building and you can just have cash registers or cashiers. But you'll probably see, like, an 150% bump in sales by having people on the floor talking, you know, pushing what Home Depot is selling because they're not selling it alone, you know? You know, that's why it is what it is, because you can't sell somebody something off of, you know, an infomercial, really, unless they're really gullible or really desperate. So, you know, things like life insurance, health insurance, those should be filtered in because, like I said, no one makes what they earn. Ooh, I like that. No one makes what they earn. I like that. Not useful, really, but I like that. So I think, and I was thinking about this, I think America has one of, like, the best, like, besides racism and forced classism and all that stuff, I think America probably has one of the best systems because essentially your life is basically what you put into it. Like, in America, you can live in another country and be a bum in America and be an average person in that country. You're a bum in America because that's how you act. You're not a bum in America because you want to be. You're a bum in America because your actions are associated with, you know, the bum characteristics or mentality or actions or, you know, whatever. So, not always, but you can move in America rapidly. In both directions, up and down. But as I was saying, like, I read, like, a little thing on Twitter, and it was about New York, people who work in New York City, which I have another example about my own job now, but it was about people in New York City, how they're, like, placing more chairs around so they can sit. And it makes sense because I'm sure there are a shit ton of people in New York who are standing for hours. You know? But, and I'm always going to throw a but because that's how life is. But, or not but, erase that. Here we go. Like, is it a cool thing? Yeah, like, yeah, people, like, should have always had chairs. No one needs to be standing for hours on end. That's not even, like, good business, you know what I mean? Like, you're obviously going to exhaust somebody if you're going to have them standing for hours. So if you want them to perform better, you can, you know, it's give and take. But what I've seen recently, like, especially, like, all around the world and all around the world, because that's all we have, like, companies are just, like, or the work world in general, just giving, 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 giving. Like, where I work at now, they said, you know, like, there's lockers in the office. And, like, before, like, no one was allowed to have their bag or their jacket in their, like, little office, like, in their little cubicle. We weren't allowed to have headphones in, you know, like, none of this. And this is all they said. They told me all this happened within, like, the last 2 years. So, like, basically, like, right before COVID, they started allowing people to have their backpacks and jackets in their cubicle or headphones in and crap like that. Actually, before COVID, geez, that was 2019. So, 3-4 years ago now, Jesus. Good God. Oh, man. Like, honestly, that whole thing, like, I stole a lot. but anyway, I lost my train of thought and I laugh. Oh, yeah, never mind. No, I didn't. Like, like 3-4 years ago, and we're just now allowed to have our backpacks and our jackets at our desk and not allowed to listen to music at work. And this isn't a new company. This company's, well, it's relatively new industry in general, but it's been around for more than, you know, almost more than 2 decades. Or actually, no, almost, what did he say? I think my company, the one I work for, was started 15 years ago. So, and that's out of the words of like a 75-year-old man, so give or take a few years. But only 3-4 years ago, we were allowed to have stuff at our desk. You know? That's crazy to me. But like, in UK, they're experimenting with 4-day work weeks. Why? Why? Are they going to keep you at the 5-day pay week when you're only working 4 or you're only generating revenue for 4? You know, and I tell my friends this a lot, is that, you know, you can't, whenever you do something or choose not to do something, you can't be upset because there are blessings or curses that came with the action or inaction. Just because, you know, just because you didn't see the curse or the blessing doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So I'm more worried about, with all this, you know, less work week, you know, more leeway at work, you know, like, just, you know, a lot of companies, you know, they're, you know, putting, like, just small recreational stuff around the office so people don't feel trapped. But to that, I don't like that they're generating an at-home feeling at work. Because this has been a big issue at a lot of tech companies. Like, especially at, like, Google, Microsoft. Google really started it, I think. And if you ever watched the movie with it's called The Internship. It was with Vince Vaughn and I forget his name, but the dude who plays Lightning McQueen. And it's actually filmed at Google headquarters in Silicon Valley. And they have, and I've actually looked this up, they have dorms for interns at the headquarters. They have like a full cafeteria where everything's free, like sandwiches, it's like a full Starbucks, like full fruit bar, fresh fruit bar, apparently. Well, it's California, it's probably a fresh fruit bar, and all that. And people were worried back then. They had dry cleaning at their thing. They have like meditation pods and all this. And it's like, for what? I'm only going to be here. Real world works, what, 9:30 to 5? That's 7 hours you're working. Eighth is lunch. Like, you know, like, why do I need a meditation pod or, you know, a video game room or a pool room or, you know, all that? And I get it. Like, not everyone is going to be busy at, you know, every day at work. I get it. Sorry. Miles. Like I was saying, like, I get it. Not everyone's always, you know, face into the screen busy every single day. But it's a bit concerning because I, like, why? You know, like, why? You know? And I get it. Like, tech jobs are very, you know, high frequency, high frequency, always changing, always updating. And I get it's very, like, high stress. But I don't know. I feel like there's a, like I said, I'm not one for the evil guy in suit, you know, conspiracy theory, but it's like, not everybody is that nice to put all that in an office for people, you know? No, because there are bad people, there are evil people, there are greedy people, you know? But I just don't think it's to that extent where they're like, let's, you know, let's docile men, let's, you know, set a world agenda. Like, I don't believe in that they're like that, you know. I think they're more worried about ups and numbers and plus and minuses and ups and downs and charts and whatnot. And I really don't think they have like agendas. I think everything is money related. And yeah, that is bad, you know. You know, but like, all right, so here, think about it like this. They put more money into the office, so you have all these cool, fun stuff to do. Hiring rate stays the same, but workload increases. Because it's tech. New users every year. New products every other year. Does that sound like a fun place to work? Kind of about like modern, not modern, is it? Because they'll compensate you, but you'll always be working. You'll have, you know. And the bosses that are okay with, you know, like, I understand, you know, you have a, you know, I understand this job is very high maintenance. Don't forget to use your vacation time. Those niggas do not last. You know why? Know why they don't last? Because when you allow people to leave too often, not enough work is getting done. They put 8 people under your wing, your manager, for this corner of the floor. Why every other month everybody's gone? Why are you always a man down or two men down or, you know, 2 people down? Let's be gender inclusive here, people. Why are you 2-3 people down every other, you know, every other week, you know? We have shit to get done. We rely on this corner for this. But that's one way this goes. Another way is this soft shit continues. And next thing you know, the world's just soft and we're relying on AI to work because 4-day work weeks and then 3-day work weeks. And oh, work chairs don't support my under thighs. Work, you know, they don't keep the office regulated at my preferred temperature. And next thing you know, no humans working. And it's all the people who are rich today, their families will be even richer because they're not paying anybody, you know? So I think it's, is there a hidden agenda? Possibly, maybe. Is it like world domination? No. Is it more money? Yeah. But is it more money out of modern day slavery, or is it more money or more money as in cycling out human beings? Because we want to be soft, you know. Oh, my legs are tired. Oh, this work week's so long. Da 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 da. Comparing ourselves to people who are only going, you know, comparing ourselves to people on Instagram and forgetting that everybody has dark in their life. And, you know, playing on that and cycling out human beings from the work world. Questions. But, I don't know. I have two more episodes planned. Gotta do some more writing and stuff like that. But, I am very excited. Doing a lot of stuff, keeping me busy, I don't know. Fucking tired all the time, to be honest with you. I don't know. I just hope everyone has a good day. I sounded hella Canadian, didn't I? hope everyone has a good day. Good night. Don't wish for an easy life. Wish to be a stronger person. Keep saying that. To be honest, I wouldn't mind an easy life, and you know, if you know Hawaii wasn't going under or had an active volcano, you could catch me in a beat up Ford Bronco any day, living off mangoes and jumping off of bridges, off those rickety wooden bridges. I don't know. Get outside. Stop staying indoors. That's my problem. Get outside. But good night, everyone. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.